You're listening to the Obesity Revolution. We're adding fat to fat. You can join the revolution. Follow the conversation and Sean's weight loss journey at theobesityrevolution.com. Now, here's Sean Mulroney and Brandon Glore.
You know, the Obesity Revolution is a diverse amount of people that not only have come to it, but have had a desire to help. And, you know, we just don't want to, you know, reach people that are struggling with obesity. It's amazing how people have come in that sort of have a passion and a burden for those struggling with morbid obesity. And there's been people all walks of life, you know, people stepping forward, say, hey, how can I help somebody? How can I help Brandon? Of course, Brandon never struggled with obesity a day in his life. And, you know, the obesity revolution isn't just about helping obese people. It's getting those that never have struggled with obesity and giving them and having sort of that, you know, have some empathy toward us. You know, we that are struggling have sympathy. And we sort of can commiserate. But as I always say is that, you know, Brandon has such empathy toward our community, why, you know, he started to work with me and then it started going forward. But, you know, that sympathy that we have with other obese people, that builds the bridge. But empathy, like Brandon and like others and like one of our guests that's going to be coming on, he has the empathy, and empathy is what gets us over the bridge. So we're going to discuss that and so much more with our guest. And I believe you're going to be helped today. I am Sean Mulroney.
I'm Brandon Glore.
And we're glad that you're listening to the Obesity Revolution podcast. And, you know, Brandon, it's amazing that, you know, people that are coming in, that are helping us, that, you know, there's things that you can't do, that I can't do, that I can do, that you can't do. But we get all those people that help us, you know, to facilitate it. But before we get into this and before I introduce our guest, I love getting our 5-star reviews and that people just, you know, give us the love. And they just, you know, tell, you know, how it's changed their life and, you know, how many pounds they've lost or they started their weight loss journey as a result of it. And the list goes on. But our 5-star review, if you go to theobesityrevolution.com, you can download your all the episodes on your favorite platform. And then at the bottom of that page, you can go all the way down to the bottom. It says leave a 5-star review. You hit that link. It will take you. So please do that and consider doing that for us and leave a review, rate us, you know, and listen. And so I'm so glad that you all leave them reviews. And here's one of those reviews.
Another 5-star review from Louie Louie. Sean, thank you for sharing your stories, life, and inspiration with us. It is so truly inspirational. I can say for me, and I bet many, many, many other people, that's why we write to tell you, thank you. You inspired me to finally get out my 5-pound weights and at least make a beginning effort.
Thank you so much for that great review. And thank you for the love. And we love you for giving us love. So Brandon, here it is. You know, you never had, you know, struggled with obesity, never knew how to work with somebody that had obesity. And now we're getting other people that are in the same situation, not just in training, you know, but, you know, our producer, you know, Shu, doesn't have, you know, obesity, you know, that has not struggled with, you know, obesity. Other people that are, you know, sort of on the back end are helping. Scott, of course, you know what I'm saying? There's people that never had extreme obesity, maybe struggle with weight here and there. But, you know, it's amazing how we have people that are coming that care for our community, Brandon. What do you think about that?
Well, yes. And, you know, when you look at the big picture of things, it takes a tribe. Not everybody in the tribe or the community or the group are the same. There, you know, there's differences mentally, physically, spiritually, the whole deal. But it takes that elaboration or I guess collaboration of individuals to be able to help each other. You know, some have strengths, some have weaknesses, and our strengths can help other people who are weaker in that aspect, and vice versa. So it's what the obesity revolution community is all about.
Yes. So it's not just having me, I'm having an obesity revolution, you know, revolution in my life to defeat obesity. You had an obesity revolution in your life to help defeat us that are struggling with obesity. And I love how that is that, you know, people that are facilitating our program and putting it together, you know, Brandon, you know, our whole exercise, you know, meal plan, prep, all that stuff that we have, you facilitated that. And it takes other people that, you know, on the back end that don't even, you know, things that we don't even understand because, you know, as far as, you know, electronics and IT and stuff, I look at that stuff like a hoot all looking at a tombstone. I just don't know what
you and me both.
I know. You know, we some things make us look good. And so our next guest, his name is Noah Benoit. I'm not going to steal any of his thunder. Noah Benoit is incredible. He's just been awesome, and I'm going to let him share that. But Noah Benoit knows IT. He knows anything. I mean, you ask him to do so, he does it. He figures it out. And so, Noah, welcome to the Obesity Revolution podcast. How are you, my brother?
Hey, Sean. How's it going? Thank you so much for having me. I'm honored to be here and eager to answer any and all questions that you may have for me today.
Well, you don't work out like, you know, with us or when you don't have to, but I think that number one, Brandon, is what I think Noah does is Noah, whenever he watches, he says, I get enough exercise just watching everybody work out and your workout. So he said, that's how bad the workouts are, right, Noah?
Yes, no kidding. Now, yeah, while I'm not, you know, necessarily participating all the time, I definitely get a good insight into how intense they are. And I get to, you know, work closely when we do our group workouts, which is really cool, right? We get to take the videos that we've produced within the program and have people meet, especially with everything that's been going on right now out in the world today. It provides a place where, you know, everyone can meet up and still get that workout in and still, you know, keep that sense of community when maybe everyone's feeling a little bit more isolated right now.
It's been amazing, hasn't it, Noah? I mean, just to see the people that are coming anywhere from 10 to 15 people in a group,
yes,
on the workouts, regularly, you know, three times a day. Yes. Yeah. And then Noah does it all. I mean, he just does. So before we get into that on the back end of things and, you know, what you created, and by the way, Noah is the creator of the Obesity Revolution program, which we'll get into. But Noah, give us a little bit of background about yourself, you know, what you experienced and where you've been and how you learned all the great things that you've learned.
Yeah, for sure. So my story is pretty simple. I mean, you know, I grew up, was born in Michigan. We moved back and forth a little bit from Michigan to Florida, all growing up, and then finally settled in Michigan when I was, I don't know, I guess right around 10 or 11. And we've been here ever since. So I grew up, you know, on a farm, actually. So we bought some land when we moved back from Florida. And I grew up out there and really just all throughout growing up, I've been homeschooled my whole life, right? So I've always kind of had a less restrictive means to things, right? And I've always been encouraged to dream throughout my entire life. So, you know, all growing up, no matter what I was doing, I was, you know, doing the entrepreneurial thing, creating this, creating that. You know, one of the very first businesses my sister and I developed together was we got a pair of pygmy goats, right? And people like to get these goats for pets and different things like that. And so we bought a breeding pair and sold them. So I'd always been doing like entrepreneurial things all throughout my life. And, you know, I had kind of fallen away from that a little bit. I met my wife rather young and, you know, I had started down the path of a career as a commercial and industrial electrician. And I did that for about 6 years and, it was going great. You know, I enjoyed it. I was pretty good at it. But I'd always wanted more. And throughout that time period, I had managed to pick up a couple rental properties and was beginning a real estate portfolio, but it wasn't enough, right? So then my daughter was born 3 years ago, and that's what really ignited the fire under me. And it really made me decide, okay, I want to do a little bit more with my life. So I decided to start writing a book basically about my experience of, you know, making this leap. And that book is called Ignited. And that is up on Amazon. Sorry for the shameless plug there.
But, no. And by the way, a lot of people that are in the BC Revolution have purchased it. It has changed their life, by the way. So
yes, they have. And that is so awesome. I love hearing all the reviews. And it's really great when you get to work closely with people every day and hear that feedback and see the, you know, kind of the appreciation to the work that went into it. Because I'll tell you, at that time, I was working a night shift where I was going into work around 4:30 in the evening, and I was getting out about 6:30 in the morning, and I had about, you know, 3 hours of 3 to 4 hours of personal time between, you know, getting, if I wanted 6 hours of sleep, I would get 4 hours of personal time, then back to work. So, you know, I had to be really constructive with my time, and I had an opportunity to go work with my uncle and my cousin. So I ended up taking a massive leap and just a massive turn in my career and everything that I was doing in life. And I took that leap, and I was, you know, over the past 2 to 3 years within that experience, I was, you know, diving deep into marketing, learning how to develop courses, learning how to, you know, develop websites and different things of that nature. Well, it had gotten to a point where our paths had come to a split, and I had went out on my own and started my own company, New Age Ad Solutions, LLC. And we what we do is we facilitate ads for brick and mortar companies that want to take their presence online. So that's kind of like how it started. But Sean and I had developed a bit of a relationship about 3 years ago when I was still with my uncle's company. And we had just kind of kept in touch throughout. And I'll let you kind of carry it on from here, Sean.
Which is one of the greatest days of your life when you met me.
Yes, it definitely was. Yeah, it was like Brandon, a day I'll never forget.
Yeah. It is unforgettable.
Oh, you two, shut up. You know, and two, to that effect, you know, Noah is like Shu, you know, they're just like both like the man behind the curtain and the Wizard of Oz, you know, don't bother with those men behind the curtain, you know, so they do that experience, which we need that. And so carrying it on from there. Okay. Of course, you know, Brandon, we started recording, you know, stuff that these online stuff, you know, Shu is doing the production, you know, we come in there and like every week we would record these videos. And, you know, some of the program, you know, this is what, you know, we were dreaming. And you know, you always need somebody that's going to facilitate your dream. And, you know, your experience behind the scenes, Noah, you know, and Brandon, you know, we needed somebody that was going to take our, you know, from the videos. Well, what do we do with them? That's great. But if we're not getting them out there, I mean, you and I couldn't do that at all, right? I mean, there would be no way. What was your desire before we get into Noah, though, Brandon? What was your thoughts like? Okay, we never did an online program. We never thought that this was going to, you know, be where it's at, correct?
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
And Brandon, from your standpoint, seeing this all come together, what do you think of this?
It's, it's just a blessing. You know, it's a like usual, a divine appointment as well. Just, you know, bringing somebody like Noah and, you know, Shu and stuff into our equation, because, you know, I can sit here and I can train my tail off. That is my passion. That's what I love. You put somebody in front of me, we'll make it work, and we'll get a good workout in. We'll form a good relationship and we'll go from there. An online presence is a whole different story, you know, as far as, you know, social media wise, I'm terrible at keeping communication or, you know, commenting on things communication wise on social media, and stuff like that, putting together a platform to reach individuals that can't physically come to our gym. I'd have nothing to do, or have no idea where to even start. But it's also then again, getting somebody to come in, because it's going to be pretty difficult to try to match Sean or myself's passion for this, because we're in the trenches and we want to help people as much as possible. But to get somebody, Noah to step in and fill that void that we can't, and be, just as passionate as we are. It's just a great advantage for us. And it just makes our team even stronger, and just incredibly grateful for it myself.
Wow, Brandon. And the reach has been amazing. It's like, you know, Brandon now can be with thousands of people, you know, at one time, because that wasn't doable. But the thing that I love too, Noah, and I'm going to try to put this, you know, in such a way, you know, we met, we hit it off. You know what I'm saying? Whenever you met with all of us, you know what I mean? Whenever you came into St. Louis, Brandon was there, myself, Scott Shue was there, Ted was there. And we had a great meeting. And then from there, you know what I'm saying? It even went deeper. You're never thinking of it that, you know, I told Scott, you know, after some different situations, I said, you know, I told Scott, I said, because we were looking for another person. And I said, Scott, I want Noah. And so one thing is that I want to get into this, like, behind the scenes, Noah, when you first came in there, I'd like you to share this. Like, you asked Scott, you know, what do I do? Go into that real quick before we get into the behind the scenes, what you do and what you built. So why don't you do that?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, when I first come on board, you know, Sean and I had developed a friendship, right? And that's the thing is I wanted to make sure that when I came on board that I wasn't just going to be an extra cog in the wheel that, you know what I mean, was kind of weighing stuff down or throwing things off balance. I really wanted to come in and make a difference, right? I had heard Sean out. I had heard his passion. I had heard, you know, some of his frustrations and different things with where the program may have been at the time. And so that's where I was like, okay, you know, I had met with Scott and I said, Scott, if I'm going to do this, I want to do this right. And I want to know, you know, you've been working very closely with Sean for a while now. I said, I want to know, what is it that I can do that will best ensure, you know, that not only Sean's dreams are realized, but that it's a good experience along the way, that it's not stressful, that, you know, how can I best benefit his strengths and make up for his weaknesses, right? Because that's what a good facilitator does. And that's what I like to think of myself as, right, is, you know, Brandon and Sean are both in their roles because that's what they're good at, right? I'm not a trainer. I can't do what Brandon does, right? And I can't motivate people the way that Sean does, right? So it's very good for me to be able to give them the ability and the powers to do what they do, because it benefits me in ways that maybe they don't understand, right? I don't need to have the spotlight. I don't want that, right? I want to be the one that is able to facilitate that, because, you know, and so basically going back to that, you know, Scott told me, he's like, well, you know, honestly, Noah, Sean just needs someone that's able to facilitate his dreams, right? That's able to make them come forward. That's going to listen to him and understand where he's coming from. And I said, okay, you know, I get that and I can do that. So, you know, every action that I've taken from that point on has been with that goal in mind. And I hope that I've lived up to that, right? You know, that's what I strive to do every day, is because, you know, I don't view this as just a company that's being created or a brand or something to market, right? This is truly a life-changing movement. And this is something that I want to be a part of forever. I'm not in it for some short-term game or anything like that. So for me, you know, the passion to see this succeed is on par or equal to, you know, Brandon's passion with training and Sean's passion with reaching people and getting people into the program and letting them understand that this is the answer. We want to create the answer, right? We are out here to make a true difference. So, you know, that's always what's on the forefront of my mind with every action that I take within this program.
And Noah, you have went far and above, deep, wide, you know, short, whatever. You've done everything. You have facilitated everything and then some. I mean, there's things that are in there that, you know, I'm looking at and others are looking at, and I can't believe it. It's actually come to fruition. And you have went above and beyond, and I'm just so facilitating my dream and listening, you know, to me, just like with Brandon and anybody. I mean, we have a team that listens to me. You know, Scott, he said that because he espouses that. Shue does the same thing. You know, everybody's listening to me, and that's what Brandon did when he took me on. He listened to my problem. You know, he's like, okay, here's what it is, and then he wanted to learn. And that's what's so beautiful about this. And, you know, with your experience, you know, what you've done and what you've been through, you've taken that and facilitated everyone and then some. But, you know, and I thank you, Noah. I mean, you're golden, brother. I mean, seriously.
The honor is all mine, Sean. Honestly, it is, because you don't even understand the impact that you've had in my life on a personal level, right? I mean, anyone who's listening, this man right here is unlike any man I've ever met, right? And what I mean by that is Sean's heart is huge. It's massive. And the amount of wisdom that flows within him. And we like to joke. We like to, you know, make fun or crack jokes at Sean or whatever, make fun of him for singing because he likes to sing all the time. But that is the sign of a joyful spirit, right? And Sean is joyful every day for the work that he gets to do, for the vision that he is laying out for people who are so broken, so lost and feel alone, right? And that's the thing is, so the honor's all mine. You know what I mean? I'm honored to be here. I'm honored to be in your presence, Sean, in your presence, Brandon. You know, you guys have no idea. The team that Sean, that you've built around yourself, the people, you know, they're gold. You know, you call me gold. I think that the entire team is gold, right? I mean, I just, absolutely. You know, I am floored at the people that I get the opportunity to work with daily and get to, you know, to help facilitate within this program. So truly, wow. The honor is all mine.
Wow, that's awesome. And I think Brandon feels the same way about my singing. He really loves my singing, you know?
Yes.
So, right, Brandon? I mean,
no singing comment.
He's played in the fifth. You know? Brandon's had to stop me. I'm like making a video during workout while he's explaining a workout. And all of a sudden I didn't know. And I'm looking at the camera and I'm looking up at him and he has his hand on his hip, like a, you know, an old school teacher trying to tell me. So I'm always getting into trouble with Brandon. So that's the story of my life. But Brandon, I mean, what do you think of Noah? I mean, he's in the presence and we do have an incredible team around us. Am I correct, Brandon, in saying that?
We really do, you know, behind the scenes and stuff like that, it's, you know, passion drives us way over profit.
Yes.
And to do that and to do that for a while, is hard. There's mm-hmm. a lot of moving parts to this. You know, you can be, and we've had plenty of people jump on board because, you know, on the surface here, everything looks great. People's lives are getting changed. Mm-hmm. All this cool stuff's happening. It's a very positive, you know, atmosphere. And we get people like, oh, I want to jump on. Let me help any way that I can help. And people don't realize, you know, Sean and I have started building this from ground up.
Yeah, I know.
3+ years. I mean, Sean's even in it more than I am. But when Sean and I met, you know, a little 3 years ago, you know, stuff that has come our path, like, okay, this is going to take off. We're going to do good. And then mm-hmm. a big curveball comes into play. So we do a ton of work and spend a ton of energy as of right now, you know, for not a huge reward, you know, technically financially or anything right. like that. Now our reward's in our people,
yes.
and seeing people excel. But for somebody who's not truly passionate, that wears and tears on them. And that's why we've had a lot of people jump on and jump off.
Wow.
But that's also building our team to when things do pick up and they continue to pick up as they are now. We've got a true core of individuals that are not going to change when things really start taking off. And you see an overall top success when things come. And it's just very, I don't know the word I'm looking for.
It's a proving
comforting
process.
To have a group of people that I know I can rely on no matter what happens.
Yes. And Brandon, every time somebody has come aboard and then jumped off just as fast, you say that was meant to be, you know,
always.
You know
always.
What I mean? We don't want that.
If I got to sit here and stay in the trenches for as long as I need to make sure we don't have people hopping on to take advantage of a situation and then hop back off, then that's what we got to do, you know?
Yes.
Yes, I agree. And then sort of segueing into that, Noah, tell us your experience behind the scenes, you know, what you built, you know what I'm saying? What do we have, you know, with such a robust program that is everything there and everybody's, you know, ranting about it. Everybody's like, man, I can't believe it. You know, from our old program when we first started to now, it's night and day. So let's go behind the experience and behind the scenes of what you've done to facilitate, you know, the dreams that we have.
Absolutely. So the main driving force was we had to get our membership site up to par and operational, right? And there was so much great content that the team had spent so much time on producing that we just needed to get it out there and available for our members. So that was where I started. And I did a completely massive overhaul. I completely rebuilt the membership site from the ground up. We rebranded everything, re-logoed everything, and just made it very congruent, right? So within the membership site, within the VIP program, which is what we are currently promoting and developed right now, you know, we have so much, right? From the 21-day challenge, which is the very first steps, right? And that's where simply, you know, you choose what your kryptonite is and abstain from it for 21 days. And we take you through a whole series on how you're going to get through that. We give you some different challenges, some charges to action throughout there. But really, it's about starting with the simple things, right? And that's what Brandon, you know, he's always so great at. And we love quoting this, you know, small tweaks lead to great peaks. And that is such a motto that we stick to within our program, because it's true, right? It's very easy to come in and start something new and get completely overwhelmed. So we want to make sure that we're getting you started with the basics and things that you can handle. What can we add, right? We can add water. You know, you can add water to your diet, and it's not feeling like you're taking anything away, right? But your water intake is super duper important. And I know Brandon can speak to that and has gone in depth on that within the program too. So that's what's great is, you know, we have so many video series where Brandon can go much deeper into the philosophies and the theories behind things, right? Salt, caffeine, you know, what is the proper approach with those? How much is too much? You know, how little is too little? You know, those are all questions. You know, when our members come in, their minds are swimming, right? They have so many questions. They're so charged. They're ready to get going. But we have to make sure that that's done correctly. For one, we have to make sure that, you know, they're not injuring themselves, you know, or doing anything that they're not prepared for. So we always recommend that they speak to a doctor and a physician before they start anything within our program. But then we also have, you know, a series of over, I believe we are at 22 workout videos now within the membership site, with a whole nother quarter of content about to be under development, which is super exciting. We have, you know, a daily check-in form, which is a form of accountability. And this allows them to log and track different things that they want to track within their journey and provides a light sense of accountability. We then can repurpose that form and send them monthly reports to give them progress reports, which has really been helpful. We also have our Tor VIP weekly meetings, which happen every Wednesday. And that is my favorite day by far, which is, you know, actually tonight. So we have a VIP meeting happening tonight, the day of this filming. So that's what's so great is, you know, I can't wait to you know, to go see my family, right? Like, that's what it feels like when we do these VIP meetings. You know, this is where everyone can come, no matter how burdened their week is or how burdened they're feeling. They can come and have, you know, some laughs, some lightheartedness. And yes, sometimes we get into deeper and heavier topics because that is part of healing. But for the most part, we are a community, right? And we provide massive support. You know, we look at it as a family, and we all have different strengths within our family. So, you know, I know that I'm going a little bit long here. I absolutely love the program that's created. There's so much more to it. If, you know, honestly, if you want to check it out for yourself, just go to theobesityrevolution.com and give it a check, right? Because we are super passionate about this. You know, we keep it as affordable as possible. And Brandon's right. You know, there isn't any financial gain that's happening here. You know, this is all about the people. And that does take an extreme amount of passion and an extreme amount of hard work to facilitate. So, you know, that is, that's how we prove our heart and prove our intent with this. So we hope that you come check us out.
Wow. No. And that just what you've done. I mean, I get chills, man. You know, we've had, you know, Brittany on, you know, the show, and everybody that's getting help, from Tanya to Barbara, you know, it's just amazing to see, you know, Linda. I mean, they're all coming. Dee Dee. I mean, it's just so amazing that they were, you know, sort of looking from the, now they're like coming. And the other thing, no, we're coming down to a close, so we're getting ready to land this. But the thing is that, you know, explain what we have going on with the workouts and how they operate. And of course, everybody that's listening to this, go to theobesityrevolution.com, and you're able to come into a tour VIP meeting, no cost, no obligation. And you're also able to join us for one of the workouts. So explain that before we close this out on the workouts that are having. Of course, the weekly meeting's great, but then seeing this since the quarantine and all that, you created an incredible platform for people to come and work out, and we're having the rooms full. So explain that a little bit, what you facilitated.
Basically, what we did was, you know, the videos are available for anyone at any given time to work out, but we understand that it's a lot harder when you're going it alone. So we're like, okay, you know, how can we create a place where, you know, while everyone is maybe quarantined and separated, where they can still get that gym experience. And for those who maybe aren't ready to go to a gym yet, right, and are still working out at home, it just provides a great median for people to meet up and have that accountability within one another. So how we do that is we operate through Zoom currently, and we have scheduled times throughout the week. We do 3 times a day, 5 days a week, and then once on Saturday. And then what we do on those workouts, they last around 20 to 30 minutes, depending on the workout and you know, how long it is. And we assess based on, you know, who shows up for the workout, maybe the difficulty level. But what's great about all of these workouts is you can choose your difficulty level, right? There's not any one of our workouts that are unachievable for anyone. So that's what's fantastic, is it provides, you know, a great sense of versatility, and it allows basically a virtual gym to exist where, you know, yes, they're working out at home, and yes, they're alone in their house, but they're not alone working out. They're there virtually with everyone. They can see everyone else that's working out. And it's great. You know, it provides a sense of accountability, and it's like, hey, you know, instead of like, well, here's a perfect example. Yesterday, Tanya showed up to our afternoon workout, and she was like, man, you know, I'm telling you guys, I tried to talk myself out of this every which way. But one of our other members, Barbara, who was on the morning workout, had messaged her, said, hey, you know, listen, lady, just go. You know what I mean? Just get it done. It's 15, 20 minutes and you're out of there. Right. And so Tanya did. She showed up. And guess what? At the end of the workout, she was like, man, thank God I showed up. Thank God, Barbara, you know, pushed me to show up. Because I told her, I said, hey, now it's done. It's in the books. You know, now you don't have to think about it again till tomorrow, or, you know, whatever workout schedule works best for her. But that's the importance of it, is that it does provide that sense of accountability when you don't want to show up. Because let's be honest, sometimes it's very hard to show up. We're not all, you know, super duper motivated to get into the gym like Brandon is, right? You know, that's his passion. But we still have to provide a sense of excitability and accountability to keep that going.
Man, Noah, you are making the ideas and the dream come to life and come true. I don't know, bro. I'm just so thankful for you. And I'm glad you came on here today, and people will understand it. You go there and look at what Noah did, and everything that Brandon and I thought of, Noah's made it happen and then some. And so we're coming to a close. Brandon, what's your final thoughts on everything before we go I want to talk more, but I know we can't. But the vision is there's more vision coming too, right, Noah? I mean, we got serious stuff coming down. But Brandon, what's your final thoughts?
Just excited to be part of this process and excited about the team that we have assembled together, which seems like we haven't even tried to assemble together. It's just kind of come together. Yes. So we're all working hard, and appreciate all the things people do that I can't, and hopefully vice versa, and doing what we can to bring the best weight loss and health, overall health program, at an incredibly affordable price to people across the nation and the world.
And hey, and two, to say that, Brandon, Noah, they're really, you've done your research. There isn't nothing at all what we're doing out there.
No, absolutely not. No.
Not one for that caters to obese people, but not only two, but there's nothing. You search far and wide and everywhere but loose.
Yes, because unfortunately, while a lot of things I think are started with good intentions, they tend to quickly lead to the exploitive level. And it's unfortunate. You know what I'm saying? Obesity truly is one of the last acceptable prejudices. And I don't think that there's a place for that in today's society anymore. And I think that, you know, through what we're doing, we truly are providing and initiating a revolution. You know, this is for obese people by obese people, to quote you, Sean, right? Like that's exactly what this is. So, you know, this was you being frustrated by your situation and saying, you know what, no one is helping me. So I'm going to create the place that is going to help others like me. And it's just so powerful. It's amazing. And like I said, I'm just honored to be here. I love every single day waking up and being able to, you know, contribute another little piece to the puzzle. And it's just great.
Well, we love waking up because I don't know what I would do. My anxiety would be through the roof if I had to do what you had to do, because I don't know how to do it. So it's just amazing, Noah. And we want everyone, listen to me, join the revolution. Go to theobesityrevolution.com. And by the way, Noah's book is going to be a link on the Obesity Revolution website. So you go and get his book, go check him out. And like I said, it's amazing what the Obesity Revolution is doing. And Brandon, you or I would have never in a million years, we said it 1,000 times, never thought we would have got here. Am I correct in saying that?
Absolutely.
Man. Well, on behalf of the Obesity Revolution team, I'm Sean Maroney. Get healthy.
And I'm Brandon Galore. Stay healthy.
And we love you. Come on and join us. The water's fine.
Thanks for listening to the Obesity Revolution. Now it's your time to join the revolution. You can follow Sean's weight loss journey and get coached by trainer extraordinaire Brandon Galore at theobesityrevolution.com.